relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Is it Thursday? I think it's Thursday. It's not supposed to be a slow news day, Shad.
Not in our business, let me tell you.
Good answer. Has it been a slow news day since you started here?
I don't think so, and especially since Biden made his way into the White House. It's just been nonstop. Hardcore Thursdays.
Every single day brings us unbelievable. I just have a hello, Sebastian Gorka here, America First, Salem Radio. I just have one, two, three, four, like six stories in my left hand that I want to mention as soon as we get going. We have so much to cover in just 3 hours. I wish I could talk as fast as Larry Elder and pack 6 hours in. But I can't. I think the accent slows me down. I don't know what it is. But we're going to try and cover as much of it with great friends and you, our dear listeners. Buck Sexton's going to be with us, former NYPD, former CIA. Matt Boyle, the man for Washington politics at Breitbart. Jenna Ellis with some big news. President Trump's former attorney and the Baron, Boris Epstein, from an undisclosed location, will be giving us his take on what's going on Capitol Hill. But first, let's get to some stories that... Some really good news today, guys. Some really, really good news. And I love this, just reinforces for me why our Republican form of government is such a blessing. Whatever a crazy, doddering old man does in the White House, whatever insane, radical piece of paper they shove in front of him and get him to sign, it's okay. Our founding fathers were geniuses. Why? Yes, the president has a lot of power. Yes, he is the commander-in-chief. But at the end of the day, we do have checks and balances. We do have built-in gridlock. People say gridlock's a bad thing. No, it's the whole point. The founding fathers wanted this stinking cesspit, this sewer of a city, to be as irrelevant in your everyday life as possible. And they believed, I don't think they had the word for it yet, maybe in Latin, I know it's a principle of the Catholic faith, but they understood the principle of subsidiarity, which sounds fancy, but it's very simple. If there's an issue, if there's a problem, solve it at the level closest to the people being affected by that issue. If you've got an issue, in Idaho, if you've got an issue in Montana, you don't run thousands of miles away to D.C. You don't try and fix it at the federal level. If your local village, town, state has an issue, solve it there. And that's why we're so, I mean, Switzerland has its cantons, but here, the power of the states, the freedom of the states to represent their citizens is one of the most important, beautiful, and essential parts of what makes America work in a way that vouches safe our liberty. So here's the good news. We'll start with the good news. The Alabama Senate has passed a bill that would ban hormone therapy and surgery for minors who are going through a transgender so-called transition. God bless Alabama. They know the insanity. What child has the wherewithal, the mental competence? What, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? When your hormones are raging at the age of 12, you're going to make a decision that will change the rest of your life? Mutilate yourself? Change the chemical makeup of your body? No, not in Alabama. Mississippi has passed a bill that blocks transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. God bless Mississippi. I hope it is the first of many, many states. Back in D.C., God bless Senator Ron Johnson. What has he done? He has initiated a move. This is just delicious. To make the clerk of the Senate read through the whole coronavirus quote-unquote relief bill. The $1.9 trillion pork-laden bill, 91% of which has nothing to do with the health of this country or beating China's deadliest virus. How long is that going to take? Somebody's going to work out how long it's going to take to read that. Oh, here we go. 10 hours. That's an outrage. Could you imagine if Washington, if Jefferson, if Adams were told that everything you are risking, your lives for, your treasure, your sacred honor, will result in 2 centuries later, an abortion of a bill being brought to the floor of Congress that will take 10 hours to read. 10 hours? That's not politics. That's not representative government. That's an outrage. Just as outrageous a decision as the vote in the House. Wow. HR1. We're going to have a very, very special guest to talk about HR1 tomorrow at the opening of the show. This is the 800-page document that is an attempt to federalize elections in America against the U.S. Constitution, meaning that there will be federal requirements for how states run their election in direct contravention of our base law. In the House of Representatives, the majority of Democrats voted with the HR bill to lower the voting age to 16. Can you remember when you were 16? I can vaguely remember through the mists of time what I was like at 16. And the idea that I, or any one of my compatriots, were fit to make decisions that would impact the future of the nation is absurd. I don't care who you are. I really don't care who you are, who your parents were, how educated you think you were at the age of 16. A 16-year-old does not know what they are doing when it comes to politics. But why would the Democrats want to do that? For exactly the same reason that they want to let hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants into this country, many of them who will, just listen to Mark Morgan, former commissioner of the CBP, will test positive for the coronavirus, release them into this nation, and then, through H.R. 1, make sure that they can vote. If you're not checking the ID of an individual who's been issued a driving license against the voter rolls, as H.R. 1 demands, then they get to vote. If you formally, as Joe Biden has suggested, that we will, in a rolling process, amnesty millions of illegal immigrants who are already here, and we don't even know how many are here. It's not 11 million. That's an ancient study. It could be closer to 30 million. If the Democrats, if H.R. 1 passes in the Senate, manage to amnesty tens of millions of illegal aliens, including those who are entering across the border now, in what will be, I tell you now, the first crisis of this administration, well, they will reign forever. And I mean reign forever. But we can stop them if good people speak up. That's why we're here. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReFactor.com studios. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Congress having to shut down, the House having to shut down today because of fear that Trump terrorists acting once again on his instruction, acting once again based on his big lie, may come and try to take out, try to kill Democratic lawmakers.
That's real. That's a former Republican member of Congress. Yes, his name is Joe, I don't bleach my hair, Scarborough, who on his show just said, today, March 4th, the original date of the inauguration, Trump, he just said, Trump terrorists are coming to D.C. on the orders of Donald Trump to try again to kill Democrat members of Congress. You cannot make it up. I know somebody who has an opinion as a national security professional in not only the NYPD, but the CIA. I bet Buck Sexton has a few things to say. Buck Sexton, host of the Buck Sexton Show, and Hold the Line on First TV. Welcome back to America First.
Dr. G, how you doing, buddy?
Better than you, because you're in New York, aren't you?
Yeah, it's the People's Republic of still. They're really so upset at the notion that someone somewhere in America could be living with a greater degree of freedom and liberty. I don't know, breathing fresh air, for example. The Fauciites have completely lost their minds. They're hit with this frenzy now of anxiety because maybe, just maybe, we'll be back at normal in the next few months or something close to it. They hate the idea. They like this control.
I like that, Fauciites. I may have to use that and quote you. Buck, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But first, your reaction to language of this nature, Trump terrorists doing the bidding, attempted assassinations of Donald J. Trump. You're a national security professional. Your reaction to those words from Joe Scarborough.
Well, creating this boogeyman of a QAnon brigade that's going to assault our nation.
Hang on. Let me just look out the window. Hang on. I don't see them. They're not here.
No.
I'm in D.C. and they're not here.
Yeah, sources tell me I'm in New York, but I got a feeling you don't have a battalion or brigade sized, paramilitary force of QAnon about to storm the Capitol. Look, it's insane, but it's also really, really unfortunate, really dangerous in a way what they're doing because they're using now, they're leveraging the language of counterterrorism, which is how you and I both know, Dr. G, from actually working in this as national security folks, that they're doing this because this creates a perception of the other side as the enemy. It's not you disagree, it's they're the enemy. You have to defeat them. You have to do anything you can and are justified in whatever measures you feel necessary. Right? Whatever we had to do to beat Al-Qaeda, that's what we were going to do, and that was the attitude after 9/11. They're speaking about people who are on the political right as though there's the same fear, the same, you know, imminent possibility of mass casualty attack in the second. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. But this is how they can consolidate power that they've already been building up over recent months.
And the fact alone that the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, on Monday testified in front of Congress that they had received more than 250,000 tips, 270,000 tips on the events, the couple of hour-long events of January the 6th. And he boasted, he smirked, that in many cases, family members were diming out fellow relatives with regards to the events of that day. How much does that worry you, Buck?
Well, anytime you can see such a direct parallel to Soviet propaganda, right? That was a constant in the Soviet Union. It was a constant in East Germany with the Stasi. And for any of your listeners, if you haven't watched the movie The Lives of Others, I cannot recommend it more. It is in subtitles in German, but watch it because you'll say, kind of feels like being a conservative in America sometimes. So you should definitely check that one out. But whenever they do things like this, it should send up alarm bells or should sound the alarm bells for a lot of us, because what they're doing is trying to turn us against each other and eliminate that sense of shared Americanness. And I mean, to try to break the bonds of family in that way, I don't understand what it's going to take for people to realize the authoritarian mindset that's run amok with these Democrats. But all you have to do is remember, they've never even apologized, never mind repudiated, the Russia collusion allegations of 4 years. A lot of them still believe this. A lot of them still think the 2016 election was stolen. And now they've convinced themselves that a group of unarmed, idiots. I mean, it wasn't good, obviously. It was a huge blunder. It was a huge error in judgment to run into the Capitol. But that they were going to overthrow the government, Dr. G? I mean, come on.
I like that description, actually.
It's an insurrection, they say. Insurrection.
I like that description of unarmed idiots. And we actually have the deputy director of the FBI being asked yesterday how many guns were seized and how many charges were there that were weapons related on January the 6th? Zero. None. How many shots were fired by the quote-unquote insurrectionists? None. Very strange armed insurrection. We're talking to Buck Sexton. Follow him right now at Buck Sexton, host of the Buck Sexton Show, and Hold the Line on First TV. We have a bill before Congress, H.R. 1280, that was passed unanimously on a party line vote in the lower house. This bill would effectively, this is the irony of the situation, Buck, defund at least 3,000 law enforcement officers across the nation. So on the one hand, they're calling anybody who voted for Donald Trump a terrorist. On the other hand, they're taking away our police officers, Buck.
Defund the police is one of the dumbest political slogans I've ever heard in any place, at any time. It's unbelievable how reckless this is, and yet Democrats still cling to it as though it's not absurd on its face. You know, they had abolish ICE going for a while, defund police. It's fascinating. They want the full use of the force of the state, but they also seem to think that criminals should not be punished and should have free rein, that the mob on the street, that's really what we're talking about, should have free rein to do whatever they want. And I'm very concerned, for example, about what you're going to see in Minneapolis, in the weeks ahead, given the trial of Officer Chauvin going on there. And just everybody should remember that of the attacks, including felony attacks on federal officers from this last summer in Portland, the Democrat powers that be and the prosecutor's office there and, of course, the U.S. Attorney's Office overseeing this, they've decided to just start dismissing wholesale. Nope, no charges, nothing. Dismissed with prejudice is what you're seeing all over the place. It's outrageous. Some people can riot, loot, commit arson, destroy, but if they vote the right way, they get very different treatment than people who, yes, trespass, yes, break into a building and act like idiots, but haven't actually tried to do the things that they're being accused of doing, such as overthrow the United States government. That was not what was going on that day.
We have 10 seconds left. As a former member, a Shields High member of the NYPD, I have to ask you, Cuomo, I know he has to go, but is he going to go or is he going to survive?
Dr. G, Cuomo will stay. Oh. He will fight another day. He's not going anywhere. Man. I'm sorry to say it.
That was my gut feeling, but I didn't want to believe it, but I trust Buck. Oh, my gosh. A new Teflon Don. His name is Andrew Cuomo. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to Buck Sexton. God bless you, Buck. This is America First. Our phone number, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Next, Breitbart.com's Mr. Washington, Matt Boyle. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
This bill's dreadful. The only way I know how to improve it is with a shredder. It's not even a coronavirus bill. Calling this a coronavirus bill is like calling Harvey Weinstein a feminist.
I need to know, does he sit in his office? Of course, that's Senator Kennedy coming up with those zingers, those one-liners, incredible. Yeah, the only thing you should do with the quote-unquote coronavirus relief bill is shred it. And it has as much to do with the coronavirus and relief as Harvey Weinstein is a feminist. God bless him. Let's talk more about the insanity happening on Capitol Hill with the man who knows it all. He is the Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website there is. It's Breitbart.com, and he's Matt Boyle. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure, sir. And a quick correction to Senator Kennedy there. I actually think that Harvey Weinstein is more of a feminist than this bill with the coronavirus bill. No offense to the senator, but this bill is only 9% coronavirus relief. I think you could probably maybe find like 15% or so of Harvey Weinstein that is feminist. So,
yeah, in a certain definition of feminist. Okay, let's talk about we can talk about that in a moment. We can talk about Capitol Hill. I don't think have we spoken since Sunday. I don't think we have we?
I don't think we have. No, it's
all right.
been a wild week, huh?
It has been. It feels like it was weeks ago, less than 7 weeks after leaving office. President Trump has given his first public address at CPAC. And I have to ask you, as a man who follows these issues so very, very closely, I made notes as I was listening. He touched on so many different things, from election integrity to transgenderism to the candidates we have to pick for the next election. It was chock-a-block. He stayed on message. What was the most significant thing about that first speech for you, or the most significant thing that President Trump said, Matt Boyle?
Yeah, look, I'd also point to what he said about immigration. I think that's the biggest issue right now facing America, with Joe Biden letting in migrants without testing them for coronavirus. Remember, we talked about this before? Well, guess what? Now they're all testing positive for coronavirus. Joe Biden's border crisis is a super spreader event. He's making the pandemic worse with his open borders policies. President Trump was on point about this.
in his speech. But also, just broadly speaking, I think that President Trump really kind of look, people have been down since the election. They've been down since January 6th and the Georgia runoffs the day before when the Republicans lost the majority in the Senate. They've been kind of looking for a pathway forward. This was the general of a movement coming out and giving his troops the marching orders, right? Like, and
oh, Media Matters is going to love that. They're going to love that, Matt Boyle. Are you watching, guys? Are you typing?
I hope they're listening, so maybe they'll learn something. But but look, I think that President Trump gave the movement marching orders in this address. Look, here's the thing. Don't get down. We are where we are. We live in the real world. We understand the Democrats have the White House. They've got the House. They've got the Senate. But guess what? You can stop them. You can fight them by holding them accountable on the agenda that they're pushing, pushing for the election integrity items out there that state houses across the country are taking up right now, and by eliminating and taking out these establishment Republicans. Beat them in primaries. He names names in that speech. He listed out the seven Senate Republicans who voted to convict him and on the impeachment charges that 10 House Republicans voted for, and he listed them out too. So we've got clear direction now on the issues and on the politics, et cetera. We have unity of purpose as a movement and as a party moving forward with a couple of exceptions out there. And now we take the fight to the left. This is we have to remember who the real enemy here is. The real enemy is the institutional left. It is the Democrat Party. These are the people that are putting in place policies that are creating super spreader coronavirus events at the border by unleashing migrants into this country by the thousands that are taking jobs and economic opportunities while spreading the virus away from American workers. It is Joe Biden and his policies that are the focus of the party and the movement moving forward. And we have to really prosecute the case against him, hold him accountable. It was also a very brutal speech for a former president. I've never seen a former president do this to a current president, especially this soon after the inauguration. So
no, that's right. No, that's never happened. And I'm so glad you made that point. While Mississippi and Texas are being attacked for their new decisions to rescind the mask mandate, nobody has issues with the super spreader phenomena that the Biden administration is creating on our borders. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with Matt in a moment. But first, if you're calling us, the number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. But please, will you check who your provider is first? And if it's one of the big guys, that's not good. They're part of cancel culture, too. And at the end of the month, when you pay your bill, guess what? They donate to things like Planned Parenthood and to gun control organizations and even Democrat candidates. Why would you let them use your money against you? Join the only conservative Christian cell phone company today, PatriotMobile.com. They're on your side. They donate to the causes you believe in, like the culture of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. They are on your side. They are rated number one in customer service in America. You can keep your old number. Their U.S.-based team are experts at transferring your account. Call them today, 972-PATRIOT, or just go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA for the best rates possible and to join their dependable nationwide 4G LTE network. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7468, PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Do it now.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
How often do you think about gratitude? The role of gratitude in your life? And how your faith connects to the question of gratitude? We have an incredible piece of audio from a friend of ours who's doing some work for Food for the Poor. Her name is Linda, and she's talking about gratitude to all of you who are helping the most unfortunate in the world today. Play cuts.
We could never, ever do it without Food for the Poor and their donors. And we pray for you every day. And I know that person up in the mountain that got that 5 pounds of rice or 5 pounds of beans, they'll be praying. They'll be praying and blessing you for the rest of their lives.
They'll be praying for you and blessing you for the rest of their lives. Why? Because in countries such as Honduras, in the rural areas of that benighted country, 48% of the children are malnourished. Half of the children do not have enough to eat. You can change that. And it's so easy. Food for the Poor has the food. They have the donations. They just have to physically get it to those children. And it's so cheap. If you donate $37, you're feeding a child in need for 6 months. If you donate once, just once, $185, you are feeding 5 children for 6 months. Will you make a difference today? No child anywhere should suffer. Please go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed Give Life, Give Food banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Give Food, Give Life banner, or call them right now on 855-330-4673. That number again, 855-330-4673, or just go to my website, sebgorka.com. Save a life today. Be a modern missionary. Thank you, all of you who've already done so, and all of you who will do so. We are back with Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle. Matt, this disastrous bill, hundreds of pages, federalization of elections across America, HR1, it's been voted on party lines. Will the Democrats have the votes to push it through the Senate, Matt?
Absolutely not. With the filibuster in place, the Democrats would need to flip 10 Republicans. There's zero Republicans that will vote for this bill. So HR1 is a pipe dream, but it is an important bill to discuss because understanding what the Democrats intend to do with our elections and controlling them in Washington, D.C. and eliminating state control of elections, if they ever got to that stage where they got rid of the filibuster and or had a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. This is a very dangerous piece of legislation, so people need to understand what's in it. We've done a number of stories on it on Breitbart. I highly recommend people go read them and listen to the experts on the Republican side talking about this. But no, the bill doesn't stand a chance in the Senate, but it is a statement of purpose by Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrat radicals as to exactly what they intend to do if they get the power that they need to be able to pull something like that off.
Yeah, a very important point. It is a clear indication of the direction they want to take this country in. Let's talk about the White House. Let's talk about, we haven't played the audio yet, but the President of the United States insulting all the people of Texas, saying that the decision to remove the mask mandate is Neanderthal, calling Texans Stone Age imbeciles. Talk to us about why the actions taken by individual states on this issue is so very, very positive, Matt.
Yeah, look, Governor Abbott in Texas, Governor Reeves in Mississippi deserve tremendous praise for recognizing what Florida and South Dakota and other states around the country have already shown us, which is that these mask mandates are ridiculous and ineffective. They don't work. They don't solve the problem. That lockdowns are ridiculous and ineffective, do not solve the problem. Capacity limits on restaurants and businesses do not work. They do not solve the problem. What does work is social distancing and personal responsibility in fighting the virus. And guess what? The vaccines that President Trump gave us through Operation Warp Speed. So those are the things that work, and therapeutics that, again, that President Trump gave us through Operation Warp Speed. So Biden implementing the Trump vaccine plan, good for them. But the mask mandates, the restrictions aren't working out there across the country. As for Biden calling people Neanderthal thinking, this is a huge mistake on Joe Biden's part. I think it's bigger than Hillary Clinton calling people deplorables, because Hillary Clinton was not the president, and by the way, will never be the president. but Joe Biden is currently the commander-in-chief of these United States. He is the president of the United States. And for him to go out there and insult all the people who didn't vote for him, and calling them Neanderthals, in other words, calling them subhuman and primitive is one of the most disgusting attacks by a political leader ever in the history of this country. What happened to unity? Remember they said they were going to talk about
Mr. Unity.
It's ridiculous. So here's the other thing, though. This was Texas and Mississippi doing this. Shows that Joe Biden has been completely defenestrated. He does not have the authority that a commander-in-chief should wield, especially in his first 100 days. Remember, he's been out there saying, wear masks for 100 days. Well, a whole bunch of states are flipping Joe Biden the bird and saying, guess what? No, we're not going to do that. But the conservative grassroots, people who believe in individual freedom and responsibility, need to put pressure on their governors in a number of these other red states across the country. One state that comes to mind is Alabama. Kay Ivey, the governor of Alabama, was going to lift the mask mandate in Alabama, but then under pressure from Joe Biden and Democrats, she caved today and extended it to April 9th. She says she won't extend it beyond that, and that will still be within the 100-day mark, so it will still be sooner than Biden wants people to lift these mandates. But the Republican governors across the country, if Alabama won't stand with the American people and the great people of Texas and Mississippi and Florida and South Dakota, then we get a problem. The establishment Republicans need to be held to account. Governor Ivey really, really hurt the people of Alabama with her decision today by siding with Joe Biden and these leftist loser Democrats in Washington. And so the question really becomes, when are we going to start seeing some real leadership from these governors in the states? People need to look to their governors, and they need to put pressure on their governors to step up and do something.
Let's build
DeSantis and Noem, and hopefully we'll see more from some of these other governors around.
Let's roll that snowball down the hill. Two is a good start, especially when one of them is Texas, but you're absolutely right. God bless this nation as a republic of states, and let's see the states lead the way to liberate our nation. In the meantime, follow this man at Breitbart.com. Bookmark that page every single day. Check it regularly. The most influential conservative website in the known universe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow, just listen to those words. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. You deserve to find out. Do it now. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, Dr. G, I thought I knew what a real swamp was, but this here Washington, D.C., it's more putrid than the bayou at low tide in August.
And it's only getting stinkier. Welcome back, dear friends. Don't forget, we're back on YouTube live streaming. If you're watching us there, hit the like button. But also remember, we are on Rumble as well. The guys that actually respect the First Amendment and the Constitution, go and subscribe there as well. Rumble.com/SebGorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And check out our new store. We have all kinds of stuff there. Not just my books, signed books, but all kinds of other swag that you need related to America First. That's SebGorkaStore.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. And if you love this show, if you love the rest of Salem, the faculty, as Bill Bennett calls us, then please support our advertisers. We don't get handouts from the government, especially Mike Lindell. They're trying to crush him. They're trying to destroy his company, MyPillow. 25 corporations are boycotting him, refusing to stock his products. Support him today by going straight to his website. Over 100 U.S.-made products. He's going to give you 60% off or more if you use my name. Do it today. Make a difference. Send the left a message. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call them 800-829-8255. 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Support Mike Lindell. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Somebody who's flying the flag of America First is our good buddy in Silver Spring. Line one. Welcome, Victor.
Thank you, Mr. Gorka. Dr. Gorka. My fiancée is going to read your book to me.
Nice.
And she took the bumper sticker for her car.
She took the bumper sticker I sent you?
Yeah, and she put it on her car.
Okay, I'm very proud of her. What's her first name?
Amy.
Amy, good for you. You've got to make a stand. It sounds like you found a good one there, Victor.
I sure did. And she's going to order a MyPillow mattress
topper
for my front porch glider. They make good seat cushions.
Wow, you've got a real plan. Front porch glider with a mattress topper. That sounds like a great place for a nap on a warm afternoon, Victor.
Right, exactly. Anyway, the one thing I wanted to say was I've come up with another name for the mask. Let's call them freedom muzzles.
Oh, that's
or
good.
Face diapers.
I like both of those. What is it? There's Christopher Hitchens' brother, Peter Hitchens. He's a massive freedom advocate in the UK. What does he call them? He calls them the COVID hijab, I think. That's a good one, too. COVID hijab. God bless you, Victor. Can't wait to hear what you think about the book. And thank Amy for flying our flag. Our bumper sticker here is
#. Resist this. You can try, but you'll fail.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump. This is America First.